Osho, Vigyan Bhairav Tantra, Volume 1, The Book of the Secrets, A New Commentary, Discourse Number 25, given in Bombay, India.
Has written his autobiography. He has called it words. The name is very meaningful. That is the autobiography of every man. Words and words and words. You are filled with words. And this process of words continues the whole day, even in the night. When you are sleeping, you are still filled with words, thoughts. The mind is just the accumulation of words. And everyone is too much obsessed with the mind. That's why self-knowledge becomes more and more impossible. The self is beyond the words, are behind the words, are below the words, are above the words, but never in the words. You exist not in the mind, just below the mind, behind the mind, above the mind, but never in the mind. You are focused in the mind, but you are not there. Extending out, you are focused in the mind. Because of this constant focusing, you have become identified with the mind. You think you are the mind. This is the only problem. The basic problem. And unless you are aware that you are not the mind, nothing meaningful can happen to you. You will live in misery. This identification is the misery. As if one is identified with his shadow, then the whole life becomes false. Your whole life is false. And the basic error is that you are identified with the mind. You think you are the mind. This is ignorance. You can develop your mind, but by that way, ignorance will not be dissolved. You can become very intelligent. You can become very talented. You may even become a genius. But if the identification is there with the mind, you remain basically mediocre. Because you remain identified with the false shadow. How it happens? And unless you understand the mechanism, how it happens, you cannot go beyond it. And all the techniques of meditation are nothing but processes to go beyond the mind. Meditation techniques are not against the world. They are against the mind. And not really against the mind, but with the identification. How you are identified with the mind? What is the mechanism that works? Mind is a neat aid, particularly for humanity. And that is the basic difference between man and animals. Man thinks, and he has used thinking as a weapon for his struggle to survive. He could survive because he could think. Otherwise, he is more helpless than any animal, more weak than any animal. Physically, it was impossible for him to survive. He could survive because he could think. Because of thinking, he has become the master of the earth. If thinking has been so deeply helpful, then it becomes easy to understand why man has become identified with mind. You are not so much identified with the body. Of course, religions go on saying that don't be identified with the body, but no one really is identified with the body. No one. You are identified with the mind, not with the body. And this identification with the body is more fatal than identification with the body is not so fatal as identification with the mind. Because body is more real. Body exists, is related to existence deeply. Mind is just a shadow. Identification with the mind is more fatal than identification with the body. But we are identified with the mind because mind has been such a great help to survive, not only against animals, against nature, but against other human beings also. If you have a keen, intelligent mind, you will win against other human beings also. You will succeed. You will become more richer because you will be more calculating and more cunning. Against other human beings also, mind is the weapon. That's why we are so much identified. Remember this. Against death, against disease, against nature, against animals, against other human beings, mind has been your protection, your security. And mind has done much. So, obviously, we think of ourselves as mind. If someone says your body is ill, you don't feel offended. But if someone says your mind seems ill, you feel offended. If your body is ill, you don't feel offended. You are not identified with the body. But if your mind is ill and someone says you are psychologically ill, mentally ill, insane, you feel offended. Now, this is something about you, not about your body. You behave with the body as a vehicle, something you possess, but not with the mind. With the mind, you are the mind. With the body, you are the master, and the body is the slave you possess it. This mind has created a division in your being also. And And that is the second basic cause, because why we are identified with it. You think not only about external things, you think about internal things also. For example, body has many instincts. You think about your instincts also. Not only you think, you fight against your instincts also. So there is a constant internal fight. There is sex. The mind fights it. Art tries to mold it in its own way. Suppresses it. Perverts it. Tries to control it. The mind is fighting inside also. That fight creates a division between you and the body. And really, you start thinking that body is something inimical, not a friend. Because body goes on doing things which the mind is against. The body is not going to listen to the mind. The mind feels offended, defeated. It affects the body. And then a division is created. And you are always identified with the mind, never with the body. Mind is your ego. That's your I. If the body feels sexuality, you can divide. You can say, this is body, not me. I am against it. I have taken a vow of celibacy. I am against it. This is body. This is not me. Then who are you? The mind who has taken a vow. This mind is your ego. And you go against the body, because body is very much ego-destroying. Whatsoever you decide, it never listens. All the aesthetic nonsense was born because of this. The body will not listen. The body is nature. The body is a part of a cosmic whole. Body has its own laws. Those laws are unconscious. It functions according to them. The mind tries to create its own laws over and above the body. Then a conflict is created. Then mind starts fighting body. Then mind will starve the body. It will try in every way to kill it. That's what has happened in the past. So-called religious people have been really mad against their bodies. And whatsoever they were doing was less for God and more against body. Really, it became synonymous. To be in search of God became synonymous to be against your body. Kill the body, destroy the body. Body is the enemy. And really, this is not a religious attitude, but one of the most irreligious attitude, because most egoistical. This is the ego. Ego feels offended. You decide not to be angry again, and then anger comes. Your ego feels defeated. Your decision is thrown overboard. And the anger comes, and when the anger comes, you feel this is coming from the body. You decide against sex, and sex comes. You feel offended. You try to punish the body. Asceticism is nothing but punishment. Punishing your own body. To force it to behave according to the ego. This mind, this process of thinking, this ego, is just a fragment of your whole total being. And this fragment is trying to be the sovereign. This is not possible. The fragment cannot be the sovereign. It is going to fail. That's why there is so much frustration in life. You can never succeed. You are trying the impossible. The fragment cannot be the sovereign. The whole is bigger. And the whole is more powerful. It is just as if a branch of a tree is trying to control the whole tree. Even the roots. How a branch can control the whole tree? And how it can force the roots to follow it? That is impossible. Whatsoever it thinks, it is mad. The branch has gone mad. It may go on thinking and dreaming, conceiving some future where the tree will be following it. It is not possible. It is not possible. It will have to follow the tree. Because it is alive only because of the tree and the roots. And the roots were before it. The roots are the source of it also. Your mind is just a fragment of your body. It cannot control it. The very effort to control the body will create frustration and failure. And the whole humanity has been a failure because of this. And everyone is suffering in conflict, anguish, anxiety, trembling. Because impossible is being tried. But ego likes always the impossible to try. And the possible has no challenge for it. Impossible has challenge for it. And if the impossible can be done, then the ego will feel very good, but this cannot be done. You can try it and waste your life. This cannot be done. Because of this inner effort to become master, you are identified with the mind. Who will like to be identified with the slave? Who will like to be identified with the unconscious? It is limitless. Conscious is limited. Can be grasped. And with the unconscious there is no ego. You cannot feel I. Try to understand it in this way. When sex overpowers you, really, you cannot say as if something greater than you has taken possession. As if you are in a strong current, you are no more. Something else is driving you. That's why these words are meaningful. Those who are against sex, they will talk, sex possessed me. Anger possesses you. Hunger possesses you. Something greater than you. And you are just taken by the current. It is fearful. very fearful. Because you are no more. It is a sort of death. That's why you are so much against sex. It is a sort of death. And those who are against sex will always be afraid of death. And those who are not against sex and can flow in it easily, spontaneously, will never be afraid of death. See the association. Those who are against sex will always be afraid of death. And those who are afraid of death, they will be always against sex. Those who are afraid of death will always create theories of immortality. They will think always life beyond death. Those who think about immortality will always be against sex. These are unrelated. Sex gives you a fear. What is the fear? You are no more in it. Something greater than you possesses you. You are thrown off board. You are no more in it. So even those who are not against sex, they too never move really deeply into sex. Never move. Always holding back. Trying to remain there. Not allowing themselves, not ready for a let go. That's why orgasm, such a natural thing, has become so impossible for man and women. A deep orgasm means you have been in something which was greater than you. You have been in something where you were not. The ego was not. The ego is struggling to control everything. And mind helps you to, at least for the effort, you get identified with the mind. This identification is the misery with the false shadow. Mind is a very utilitarian instrument. You have to use it, but don't get identified with it. It is a good instrument, necessary. Use it, but don't feel that you are the mind. Because once you start feeling you are the mind, you cannot use it. The mind starts using you. Then you are simply drifting with the mind. All the meditation techniques are an effort to give you a glimpse of that which is not mind. So how to go beyond it? Even for a single moment, how to leave it and look at it? The first technique. Devi, imagine the Sanskrit letters in these unfilled foci of awareness, first as letters, then most subtly as sounds, then as most subtle feeling, then leaving them aside, be free. Words are sounds. Thoughts are words. In sequence, in logical sequence. particular pattern and system. Sound is basic. With sound, words are created, and then with words, thoughts are created, and then with thoughts, religions, philosophies, everything. Deep down is the sound. This technique uses a reverse process. Shiva says, Devi, imagine the Sanskrit letters in these honey-filled foci of awareness, first as letters, then more subtly as sounds, then as most subtle feeling, then leaving them aside be free. We live in philosophies. One is a Hindu, one is a Mohammedan, one is a Christian, or something else. We live in philosophies, systems of thought, and they have become so important that we can die for them. Man can die for words, mere words. Someone calls his absolute, the conception of the absolute Allah, and someone calls Ram, and someone calls Christ or something else. They can fight for a mere word. They can kill each other. The word has become so important. This is nonsense, but this is history. And this is how we are still behaving. A single word can create such a disturbance in you. You can be ready to kill or to die. We live in philosophies, systems of thoughts. What are philosophies? Thoughts arranged logically, systematically, in a pattern. And what are thoughts? Words arranged in a system, meaningfully. And what are words? Sounds agreed upon that they will mean this or that. So sounds are basic. They are the basic structures of our mind. Philosophies are the peaks, but the bricks by which this whole structure is raised are sounds. What is a sound? A sound. The meaning is given by us, agreed upon. Otherwise, it has no meaning. The meaning is wasted by us, projected by us, otherwise a Ram is just a sound, meaningless. We give it a meaning, and then we create a system of thoughts around it. Then this word becomes very significant. Then a philosophy around it. Then you can do something, and you can die or you can live for it. If someone insults this sound Ram, you can get infuriated. And what is this? Just an agreement, a legal agreement that this word means this. No word means anything in itself. Simple sounds. This sutra says to go in a reverse order back. Come to the sounds, then more basic than sounds is somewhere hidden a feeling. with agreed meanings. But animals' words use sounds with no linguistic meaning. They don't have any language, but they use sounds with feelings. A word is singing. It has a feeling meaning in it. It is indicating something. It may be a call for the partner, for the beloved. Or it may be a call for the mother. Or the child may be feeling hungry and just showing his distress. Feeling. Above sound, there are words, thoughts, philosophies. Below sounds are feelings. And unless you can get below feelings, you are not below mind. The whole world is filled with sounds. Only human world is filled with words. Even a child who cannot use language uses sounds. Really, the whole language developed because of particular sounds which every child is using all over the world. For example, in every language, the word mother is somehow related with ma. It may be matter, it may be matra, it may be mata, it may be ma, anything. But somewhere it is related with the sound ma. In all the languages, more or less. The child can utter ma most easily. The first sound that a child can utter is ma. Then the whole structure is based on this ma. And when the child utters ma, the first sound, which is most easy for a child to utter anywhere, in any part of the world, in any time, just because of the structure of the throat and the body, ma is the easiest sound to utter. And the mother is nearest. And the first person who is meaningful. So the first sound becomes associated with the first person who is meaningful. And then mother, matter, matra, ma, all the words are derived. But when the child for the first time utters ma, he has no linguistic meaning in it, but a feeling is there. And because of that feeling, the word becomes associated with the mother. That feeling is more basic than the sound. So this sutra says, first, imagine the Sanskrit letters. Any language will do. Because Shiva was talking to Parvati, that's why he says Sanskrit. You can use English or Latin or Arabic, any language will do. Sanskrit has no meaning, except that Shiva was talking to Parvati in Sanskrit. It is not that Sanskrit is something superior to any other language. No. Any language will do. First, feel inside in your consciousness, wholly feel the force of awareness, filled with letters, A, B, C, D, any letters, of any language. This can be done, and it is a useful exercise. If you want to do it, close your eyes and just see your consciousness inside being filled with words. Think of consciousness as a blackboard. Then A, B, C, D. Visualize all the words, all the letters. Visualize these letters first as letters. A. Look at it as A as you write it. Write it in consciousness and look at it. Then, by and by, forget the letter A. Just remember the sound A. Just the sound. It starts with visualization, because the eyes are predominant for us. Ears are not so predominant. We are eye-oriented, eye-centered. Again, the thing is the reason, because eyes help us to survive more than anything else. So our consciousness is 90% eyes. Conceive yourself without eyes, and your whole life goes drab. Then a very minor part remains. So first visualize. Use eyes in words and see the letters. But letters are more related with ears than eyes, because they are sounds. But for us, because we are reading, 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 they have become associated with eyes. Basically, they are associated with ears. They are sounds. It starts with the eyes, then hug the eyes by and by, and move away from the eyes to the ears. First as the letters, then see them, hear them more subtly as sounds. Then as more subtle feeling. And this is a very beautiful exercise. When you say, ah, what is the feeling? You may not have even been aware of it. What is the feeling inside you? Whenever you use any sound, what type of feeling comes into existence? We are so feelingless that we have totally forgotten. And when you use sound, what happens inside? We go on using it. Even the sound is forgotten. We go on seeing it. If I say A, you will see it first. In your mind's eye, A will become visible. You will visualize it. When I say A, don't visualize it, just hear the sound A, and then go and find out what happens in your feeling center. Or nothing happens. Just move from letters to sounds, uncover sounds, throw letters, uncover sounds. And then, through the sound also and uncover feelings. How do you feel? Now they say, man has become very insensitive. The most insensitive animal on earth now. I was reading about about one poet, a German poet, and he relates one incident of his time. His father was a lover of horses, so he had many horses in the house, a big stable. But he will not allow this child to go to the stable. After it, the child was very small. But the child will, sometimes when the father will not be there, he will still go into the stable. And he had a friend, a horse. So whenever the child will go in, the horse will make some sounds. And the poet has written, then horse also started making sounds with the horse because there was no possibility of language. Then with the communication with that horse, for the first time became aware of sounds, their beauty, their feeling. You cannot be aware with men because you both are dead. A horse is more alive. And he has no language. So he has pure sounds, filled with his heart, not with his mind. So that poet remembers that for the first time I became aware of the beauty of sounds. And the meaning, which was not the meaning of words and thoughts, but the meaning filled with feelings. If someone else was there, the horse will not make no sounds. So the child can understand that don't come, someone here, and your father will be angry. And there was no one, the horse will make the sounds. Come here, there is no one. The poet remembered that it was a conspiracy. And he helped me very much, that horse helped me very much. And when I will go and love that horse, he will move his head in a particular way when he likes it. When he will not like it, he will not move his head in that way. When he likes it, then it was a different thing. He will express. When he was not in the mood, then he will not move in a certain way. And this poet says this continued for years. I will go and love that heart, and that love was so deep that I never felt any affinity with anyone else such deeply. Then suddenly one day when I was stroking his neck, and he was moving and enjoying it ecstatically. Suddenly I became aware of my hand for the first time that I am stroking, and the heart is stopped. He will not move now the neck. And then the poet says, then for years I tried and tried, but there was no response. The heart melted life. And only later on I became aware, because I became aware of my hand, myself, the ego came in and communication broke. And I couldn't regain again that communication with heart. What happened? That was a feeling communication. And the moment comes, words come, language comes, thoughts come. Then the layer isn't complete. No, you are above sounds, then you are below sounds. Below sounds are feelings. And the heart could understand feelings, he could understand sounds, but he couldn't understand the language of ego. He couldn't understand, so the voice broke. And he tried and tried, but no effort is successful, because even your effort is your ego effort. He tried to forget his hand, but he couldn't forget. How can you forget anything? It is impossible. And the more you try to forget, the more numbers. So you cannot forget anything with effort. Effort will simply more emphasize its memory. the poet says, I was filled with my hand. I couldn't move to the heart. I will go to the, up to my hand, and there was no movement. The energy will not move into the heart. And he became aware. How the heart became aware? Just if I start speaking some other language, the meditation will broke. Then you will not be able to understand me. And if you were not in your head responding, you will stop. Because now the language is unknown to you. The heart is taught. Every child lives with feeling. Then come sounds. Then those sounds are filled with feelings. Then come words. Then thoughts, then systems, religions, philosophy, and far away he goes from the center of feeling. This sutra says, come back, come down, down to the strata of feeling. Feeling is not your mind. That's why you are afraid of feeling. You are not afraid of reasoning, you are always afraid of feeling. Because feelings can lead you into chaos. You will not be able to control. Reason, the control is with you. With the head, you are the head. Below the head, you lose the head. You cannot control, you cannot manipulate. Feelings are just below the mind. A link between you and the mind. Then Shiva says, then leaving them aside deeply, then even leave the feelings. And remember, only when you come to the deepest layer of feeling, you can leave them. You cannot just now leave them. You are not at the state of feeling, so how can you leave them? You have to leave first philosophies, Hinduism, Christianity, Mohammedanism. First you have to leave philosophy. Then you have to leave thoughts. Then you have to leave words. Then you have to leave letters, then you have to leave songs, then you have to leave feelings. Because you can leave only that which is there. You can leave that step upon which you are standing. You cannot leave that step upon which you are not standing. You are standing at the step of philosophies, the farthest. That's why I must so much insistence that unless you leave religion, you cannot be religious. This sutra, this technique, can be done very easily. The problem is not the feeling, the problem is the words. You can leave a feeling just as you can undress and go out of your desk. Just you can throw your clothes. Simply, you leave feelings that way. But right now you cannot do it. And if you try to do it, it will be impossible. So go step by step. Imagine letters. A, B, C, D. Then change your emphasis from the written letter to the heard sound. You are moving deep. The surface is left. You are sinking deep. Then feel. What feel comes to a particular sound? Such techniques, India could discover many things. It could discover which are related to particular fields, because that science, mantra, was developed. A particular song is related to a particular field, and it is otherwise. So if you create a song in you, that feeling will be created. You use any sound, and then the related feeling will be created around it. That sound creates the space for a particular feeling to be felt. So don't use any mantra. That's not good. It may be destroyed. Unless you know, or unless the person who gives you the mantra knows, what particular sound creates what particular feeling, and whether that feeling is needed by you or not. There are mantras which are known as death mantras. If you repeat them, you will die within a particular time. Within a period, you will die. Because they create in you a death lung. Freud says that a man has two basic instincts. Libido, the will to live, the will to be, the will to continue, the will to exist, and thanatos, the will to die. There are particular songs, if you repeat them, the will to die will come to you. You will like just to drop into death. There are songs which give you eros, which give you more libido, which give you more lust to live, to be. If you create those songs within you, that particular feeling will overwhelm you. There are songs which give you a feeling of peace and silence. There are songs which create angst. So don't use any sound, any mantra, unless it is given to you. Who knows what is going to happen through it? When you come down from sounds, you will be aware. Each sound has its counterpart into feeling. Each sound has a corresponding feeling just hidden behind it. Then move to the feeling, forget the sounds, move to the feeling. It is difficult to be explained, but you can do it. And there were techniques, particularly in Zen, there were techniques. A particular mantra will be given to a seeker. If he is doing it rightly inside, the master can know from the face whether he is doing it rightly or not, because a particular feeling will come. If the sound is created, then the feeling is bound to come, and it will be on the face. You cannot deceive a master. He knows by our face what is happening inside. Do was a great master, but he himself, when he was a sadhana, was very much disturbed. How the master comes to know? And the Zen master moves with a thought, and he hits you immediately. If something goes wrong with a sound inside, he will hit you immediately. So those who ask, but how do you know? And you hit me exactly the right moment. How do you know? The face expresses the feeling, not the sound. The sound cannot be expressed by the face. But the face is bound to express the feeling. And the deeper you move, the more flexible becomes your state, more liquid. Immediately shows what's happening inside. This face which you have right now will drop. This is a mask. This is not face. When you move in, masks fall down. They are not needed. Masks are needed for others. Because of this, old masters insisted to move away from the world so that you can move away from the mask easily. Otherwise, others will be there, and because of them, you have to carry masks. You don't love your wife or your husband, but you have to carry a mask, a loving face, a false loving face. When you enter in the house, you arrange the face, you come in, you start laughing. This is not yours. Zen masters insisted that first attain the original. Without this, everything becomes easy. The master can simply say what is happening. So it was never reported. So seeker attained enlightenment, he was not to report to the master that he has attained. Because master himself will know. He will tell the disciple. No disciple was allowed to tell the master that I have attained. There is no need. The face will show, the eye will show, the very movement, the one will show, whatsoever he do, the every gesture will show, he has attained. You move from sound to heat, you move in a very, very ecstatic world, existential world. You are from the mind. Feelings are existential. That's what the word means, to feel them. You cannot see them, you cannot hear them, you simply feel them. You are not separate from them in a way, you are filled with them. When you come to this point, you can take the jump. This is the last step. Now you are standing near an abyss, you can jump. And from the feelings, if you jump, you jump into yourself. The abyss is you, not as your mind, as your being, not as the accumulated past, but as the being. He knows. You move from the mind to being. In the bridge, the link is the thing. But to come to the feeling, you will have to leave men's words, songs, the whole structure of mind. Then leaving them aside, be free. You are free. This word be free doesn't mean that you have to do something to be free. Then leaving them aside, be free means you are free. Being is freedom. Mind is bondage. That's why it is said that mind is the samsara, the world. Don't leave the world. You can be. If mind is there, you will create another. The sea is there. You can move to a mountain, to a retreat. But you move with the mind, you cannot leave it. The world moves, you will create another world. Even in your retreat, you will start again creating. Because this is. You will create relationship again. It may be with the free. It may be with words, but you will create relationship again. You will create expectations again. And you will go on spreading the net, because the seed is there. And you will again be in a world. Mind is the world. And you cannot leave mind anywhere. You can leave it only if you move within. So the only Himalaya is within. No other Himalaya will do. If you move within, from words to feelings and from feelings to being, you are moving away from it. And once you know this inner abyss of being, then you can be anywhere, even in the hell. Then it makes no difference. It makes no difference then. Without mind, the hell cannot enter you. And with mind, only hell enters. The mind is the door to hell. Leaving them, I be free. But don't try directly with feeling. You will not succeed. Try first with words. But with words you will not succeed. If you don't leave the sophies, if you don't leave thoughts, words are just the units. And if you give significance to words, you cannot leave them. Well, language is a human creation. It is Italian. That's it. And the meanings we have given to some of us are our own creations. If you can understand this well, then you can move it. If someone is saying something against Quran or against Veda, how do you feel it? You laugh at it. Or something pinches you. Then you laugh about it. Someone is insulting Gita. Someone is saying some derogatory thing against Krishna. Or Rama cried. You laugh. You see through the words that these are mere words. No, you will be hurt. That is difficult to leave words. See, words are just words and letters with every meaning, nothing else. Be convinced of it. And it is so. First become detached with words. If there is detachment with words, these are noises. Just in military, we numbers. One soldier is 100. He can get identified with 101. And if someone is in derogatory against number 101, he will feel insulted, he will start fighting. And 100 is just numbers. But he has become identified. Your name is just a number. Just the index number. It is difficult. So, we have labeled you. That is just a label. Any other label may do the same work. But it is not the label. It has gone deep. Your name has become the center of your ego. So they say, the so-called wise ones, they say, live for your name. See that your name remains pure. Respectability with the name. And even if you die, your name will live. And it was never there, just a poor number. And you will die and the name will live. When you yourself cannot live, how the will is going to live? Letters, they are futile. They are meaninglessness. And don't get attached to any word. Only then you can do this technique. The second technique, bathe in the center of sound, as in the continuous sound of a waterfall, or by putting fingers in ears, hear the sound of sounds. Bathe in the center of sound, as in the continuous sound of a waterfall, or by putting fingers in ears, hear the sound of sounds. This technique can be done in many ways. One is, sit anywhere, sounds are always present. It may be a market, or it may be a Himalayan retreat, sounds are there. Sit silently, and with sound there is something very specific. Whenever there are sounds, you are the center. Whenever there are sounds, you are the center. All the sounds come to you from everywhere, from all directions. With sight, with eyes, this is not so. Sight is linear. I see you, then there is a line towards you. Sound is circular, it is not linear. So all sounds come in circles, and you are the center, wherever you are always the center of sounds. For sounds, you are always the God, the center of the whole universe. Every sound is coming to you, moving towards you in circles. This technique says bathe in the center of sound. So wherever you are, if you are doing this technique, just close your eyes and feel the whole universe filled with sounds, every sound moving towards you, and you are the center. Even this feeling that you are the center will give you a very deep peace. The whole universe becomes circumference, and you are the center. And everything is moving towards you, falling towards you. As in a continuous sound of a waterfall. If you are sitting by the side of a waterfall, close your eyes and feel the sound all around you. Falling on you from every side, creating a center in you from every side. And remember why this emphasis on feeling you in the center, because in the center there is no sound. The center is without sound, that's why you can hear sounds, otherwise you cannot hear sounds. A sound cannot hear another sound. Because you are soundless in the center, you can hear sounds. The center is absolute silence. That's why you can hear sounds entering you, penetrating you, encircling you. If you can find out where is the center, where every sound is coming and you are feeling, suddenly, sounds will disappear and you will enter in soundlessness. If you can see the center where every sound is being heard, there is a sudden transference of consciousness. One moment you will be hearing the whole world filled with sounds, and another moment, suddenly, your awareness will turn in and you will hear the soundlessness, the center of silence. And once you have heard that, then no sound can disturb you. Because it comes to you, but it never reaches you. It comes to you, it is always coming to you, but it never reaches you. There is a point where no sound enters. That point is you. Do it in a market. There is no other place like markets. So much filled with sounds, mad sounds. But don't start thinking about sounds. This is good and this is bad and this is disturbing and that is very beautiful and harmonious. You are not supposed to think about sounds. You are simply supposed to think of the center. And every sound moving towards you, good, bad, beautiful, ugly, you are not supposed to think about sounds. You are just to remember that you are the center and all the sounds are moving towards you. Every sound art. In the beginning, you will get dizzy. Because you are not hearing whatsoever is happening all around. Your hearing is selective, your seeing is selective. And now, scientific research says that 98% is not heard, only 2%, whatsoever is happening all around. And because you will go mad if you heard 100%. If you hear 100% what is happening all around you, you will simply go mad. Previously it was thought that senses are the doors. Senses are the doors, openings, windows, to get the outside, enter inside. Now they say they are not doors. Rather, and they are not so open as it was thought. They are not openings. Rather, they are like watchmen, a sensor. Every moment watching what is to be allowed in or not. And only 2% things are allowed in. And you are already mad with 2%. With 100%, with opening, everything open, every sense opening, functioning, and everything being allowed in, you will get mad. So when you try this method in the first step, you will feel a dizziness coming to you. Don't be afraid. Go on feeling the centers. And allow everything, whatsoever is happening, allow everything to move in. Relax yourself, relax your watching powers, your senses, relax everything. Let everything enter in you. You have become more liquid, open. Everything comes to you. It is coming to you. All the sounds moving towards you. Then move with the sound and come to the center where you hear them. Sounds are not heard in the ears. They are not heard in the ears. Ears cannot hear them. They do only transmission. And in the transmission they cut much which is useless for you. They choose, they select. And then those selected sounds enter you. Now find out within where is your center. Ears are not the centers. You are hearing somewhere deep down. Ears are simply sending you selected sounds. Where you are, where is your center? If you are working with sounds, then sooner or later, you will be surprised. The center is not in the head. The center is not in the head. You are in the head because you have never heard sounds, you have heard words. With words, the head is the center. With sounds, it is not the center. That's why in Japan they say, man thinks not through the head, but through the belly. Because they were working with sounds for long, since long. You have seen in every temple a gong. That was placed there to create sound around a seeker. So someone is meditating and the gong will go on or the bell will go on and every visitor will create sound by the bell. And someone is meditating. This seems disturbing. This seems disturbing a temple. Every visitor will come and will hit the bell. And if someone is meditating there, this is a constant disturbance. It is not, because the person is waiting for sounds. So every visitor is helping him. Again and again the bell is hit and the sound is created and he again enters himself, looks at the center where it is, where this sound goes deep. There is one hit is at the bell, the visitor has done that. Now the second hit will be inside this meditator, somewhere in. Where it hits, it always hits at the belly, at the navel, never in the head. If it is head, it hits in the head, you can understand well, it is not sound, it is word. Then you have started thinking about the sound, then the purity is lost. Now, there are many researches about children who are in the womb. They are also hit by sounds, and they react to sounds. They cannot react to language. They have no head yet. They have no reasoning and they don't know language and they agreed upon customs of the society. So they don't know about language, but they hear the sounds. And every sound affects the child more than it affects the mother, because the mother cannot hear the sounds, she hears the words. And we are creating mad sounds, chaotic. And those sounds are hitting the unborn children. They will be born mad. You have disturbed them already too much. Even plants are affected by sounds. No more if some musical sounds are created around them. They grow less if some chaotic sound is created around them. You can help them grow, you can help them. In many ways, through sounds. Now they say, that because of traffic noises, which are not harmonious and cannot be, going mentally insane. And it seems that the limit has come. If it goes more, then there is no hope for man. These sounds are hitting you continuously. But if you think about them, they will hit your head. That is not the center. Navel is the center. So don't think about them. All the mantras are meaningless sounds. And if some guru or some master says that this is the meaning of this mantra, then it is not a mantra at all. Mantra needs to be of necessity, without meaning. It has no meaning. It has some work, but no meaning. It has has to do something within you, but it has no meaning. Because it is to be just a pure sound in you. And that's why we evolved a mantra, Om. It is meaningless. It has no meaning. It is just a pure sound. And if this pure sound is created within you, if you can create it within, then too, the same technique can be used. Bathe in the center of sound as in the continuous sound of a waterfall, or by putting fingers and ears, hear the sound of sounds, or you can create. Just by putting the fingers, anything which closes your ears forcibly, then a certain sound is heard. What is that sound? And why you hear it when the ears are closed, when the ears are plugged? It happened in America, in a certain city. A train was passing through a certain neighborhood in the middle of the night, somewhere about 2. Then a new line was inaugurated and the train stopped, moving from the old route. But very strange phenomena happened. The people who lived in that neighborhood where the train had stopped moving complained into the police that at about 2 something mysterious is heard. And there were so many reports, so it has to be investigated. What was the matter? Strange sounds are heard at about 2. They were never heard when the train was passing. The people have become accustomed. Now suddenly the train dropped. They were waiting to hear in their sleeps. They had become accustomed, conditioned. They were waiting. And the sound was not there, so absence was heard. And this absence was something new. They felt uneasy about it. They couldn't sleep. So for the first time, it was that if you are constantly hearing something and it stops, you will hear the absence of it. So don't think you will not hear it simply. You will hear the absence. The negative part of it you will hear. Just as if I look at you and then I close my eyes, I see your negative. As you look at the window, then close your eyes, you see the negative of the window. And the negative can be so forceful that if you suddenly look at the wall, the negative will be projected on the wall. You are seeing the negative. Just that as there are negative photographs, there are negative sounds. Not only eyes can see the negative, even ears can hear the negative. So when you close your ears, you hear the negative world of sounds. All the sounds have stopped. Suddenly, a new sound is heard. This sound is the absence of sound. A gap has come in. You are missing something. And you hear this absence. Are by putting fingers and ears, hear the sound of sounds. That negative sound is known as sound of sounds. Because it is not really a sound, but absence. As it is a natural sound because it is not created by anything. All sounds are created. The sound you hear when you close your ears the whole world becomes absolutely silent, then you will hear the silence also. Pascal has reported to have said, but the moment I think about the infinite cosmos, the silence of the infinite cosmos makes me very much afraid. The silence, because sounds are only on the earth. Because sounds need atmosphere. The moment you go beyond earth atmosphere, there are no sounds. Absolute silence. That silence you can create even on earth if you close your both ears completely. You are on the earth, but you have moved. You have dropped below sounds. The astronauts are being trained for many things, and one thing is to be in the silence. They have to be trained in silent chambers. So they become accustomed of soundlessness. Otherwise they will go mad. Many problems face them, and this is one of the most deepest problems. How to be away from the human world of sounds? Then you become isolated. If you are lost in a forest and you hear a certain word, you may not know the source, but you are less afraid. Someone is there. Someone is there. You are not alone. In soundlessness, you are alone. Just in a crowd, if you close your both ears totally and move in, you are alone. The crowd has disappeared. Because it was with sounds that you could know others were there. Putting fingers in ears, hear the sound of sounds. This absence of sound is a very subtle experience, what it will give to you. The moment there are no sounds, you fall back upon yourself. With sounds we move away. With sounds we move to the other. Try to understand this. With sounds we are related to the other. We communicate to the other. So even a blind man is not in so much difficulty as a man who cannot speak, who is dumb. Observe a person who is dumb. He looks inhuman. A blind man never looks inhuman. A dumb person looks inhuman. The face gives a feeling of something which is not human. And a dumb person is in more difficulty than a blind man. Because with the blind man, the problem is he cannot see, but he can communicate. He can become a part of a greater humanity. He can become a part of society, of family. He can love. He can speak. A dumb man is suddenly out of society. He cannot say, he cannot communicate, he cannot express. Try to imagine yourself in an air-conditioned glass room, soundproof, no sound can enter you. And you cannot scream, you cannot do anything to express, the phone will not go out. In a glass room, you see the whole world moving around. But neither you can speak to them nor they can speak to you. You will feel hopelessly frustrated. And the whole thing will become a nightmare. A dumb man is in a nightmare continuously. Uncommunicated, he is not part of humanity. Unexpressed, he cannot flower. He cannot reach to anyone, and no one can reach to him. He is with you and far away. And the gap is unbridgeable. Sound is the vehicle to move to the other. Then soundlessness becomes the vehicle to move to oneself. With sound you communicate with the other, with soundlessness you fall down into your own abyss, into yourself. That's why so many techniques use soundlessness to move within. Become absolutely dumb and deaf, even for a few moments, and you cannot go anywhere else than yourself. Then suddenly you will find that you are standing within you. No movement is possible. That's why silence was practiced so much. All the bridges are broken to move to the other. Gurdjieff used to give long silent periods to his students. And then he will insist that not only language is not used, no communication, no gesture, neither with eyes or hands. No communication is used. Silence means no communication. So he will force them to live in a house, 20, 30, 40 people in one bungalow, in one house, and then he will say, remain here in this house as if you are alone and you cannot go out. And the 40 persons are there. Move in the house, live in the house as if you are alone. No communication. Even by eyes don't recognize that the other is. Move completely as if you are the only person residing in the house. 3 months to live in this way will make you absolutely dumb and deaf. No possibility to communicate. Then no possibility to move away. I don't know whether you have observed or not. In society, those who can talk much, they become prominent. Those who can communicate easily their thoughts, they become leaders. Religious, political, literary, any type. Those who can communicate their thoughts, those who can talk efficiently, they become leaders. Why? They can reach to more people. They can reach to greater masses. Have you ever heard any dumb person becoming a leader? You can find a blind man becoming a leader, no problem. And sometimes he may become a great leader. Because all that his eyes are not doing, all those energies will be transferred to his ears. But a dumb man cannot become a leader in any walk of life. He cannot communicate, he cannot become social. Society is the language. Language is basic to social existence, to relationship. If you lose language, you are alone. The world may be filled with millions, but if you lose language, you are alone. Nehru Baba is sick for continuously 40 years in silence. What he was doing in silence, really, you cannot do anything in silence because every act is somehow related to others. Even in imagination, if you do something, you will have to imagine others. You cannot do alone. If you are absolutely alone, action becomes impossible. Even imagination to act becomes impossible. Action is related to others. If you drop language, inside all being drops. You are, but you are not doing anything. And he was telling his disciples that now, on this particular day, I am going to break my silence, and then he will not break it. And this continued for 40 years. And then he died in silence. What was the problem? Why he should say, now, this year, on this day, on this day, I'm going to speak. He would inform them. But then, he would postpone it again. What was happening in Iowa? Why did he not keep his promise? Once you know silence for such a long time, you cannot fall back to song again. It becomes impossible. So there is a rule, and he didn't follow the rule. He couldn't come back. There is a rule, one should not remain silent more than 3 years. Once you cross the limit, you cannot come back to the world of song. You may try, it is impossible. It is easy to move from sounds to silence. It is very difficult to move from silence to sounds. Beyond 3 years, many things are impossible. The mechanism cannot function well again. It has to be used continuously. At the most, one can remain silent for 3 years. Beyond that, if he remains silent, the mechanism which can produce sounds and words cannot be used again. It is dead. Secondly, the person becomes so much silent and remaining with himself alone, then it will be now a misery to communicate. Then to say something to someone will be like talking to a wall. Because the person who has remained silent for such a long time knows whatever he is saying you cannot understand. Whatever he is saying, he knows he is not saying that which he wants to say. The whole thing has gone. In such a deep silence, it cannot move again to the world of sound. So he tried and tried. He couldn't get ready again. And he wanted to say something. And he had something worth saying. But the mechanism and the movement to come back to a lower realm was impossible. He died it without saying it. So, it will be helpful to understand this. Whatever you are doing, always go on doing the opposite with it. Go on changing to the opposite always. Remain silent for a few hours, then talk. Don't get fixed. You will be more alive and more moving. Do meditation for a few days. It starts suddenly. And do everything that can create tension. Then move up into meditation. Go on moving between the opposite. You will be more alive and dynamic. Don't get fixed. Once you get fixed, you cannot move to the other. And the ability to move to the other means life. If you cannot move, you are already dead. This movement is very good. Guru advised his disciples for sudden changes. He will do this for fasting, and then he will say, now start eating as much as you can. Then suddenly go on a fast. Then again start eating. Then be awake for a few days and two nights continuously. Then fall down and sleep for a few days and two nights. This movement between the polar opposites gives you a dynamism, aliveness. This, as I put in fingers and ears, hear the sound of sound. In one technique, two opposites have been shown. Based in the center of sound, as in the continuous sound of the waterfall. This is one extreme. Or, by putting fingers and ears, hear the sound of sound. One is to hear the sound coming to your center. Another is to stop all sound and feel the sound at center. These both have been given in one technique for a special purpose, move from one to other. The R is not a choice. Do this or that. Do both. That's why both have been given in one technique. First do one for a few months, then do the other for a few months. You will be more alive. And you will know two extremes. And if you can move to the two extremes easily, you can remain young forever. Those who get fixed to any extreme become old and die. Enough for the